Attention Northwest Arkansas businesses and talent seekers. Introducing Onboard NWA.com, your hyperlocal job board crafted for our unique community. Struggling to find the perfect match for your job openings? Onboard NWA simplifies the hiring process, connecting you with the region's top talent through tailored talent matching solutions. Whether you're an employer seeking expertise or a professional looking for your next opportunity, Onboard NWA is here for you. Discover more at onboardnwa.com and let's build the future of Northwest Arkansas together.
It's time for another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas, the podcast covering the intersection of business, culture, entrepreneurship, and life in general here in the Ozarks. Whether you are considering a move to this area or trying to learn more about the place you call home, we've got something special for you. Here's our host, Randy Wilburn.
Hey folks, and welcome back to another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. This is a bonus episode where I had a conversation with none other than KUAF's own Kyle Kellums. I asked Kyle to interview me briefly just to kind of tee up this special series that we're doing here on the podcast called the NWA Transplant Series. Now you might be wondering, well, Randy, why are you doing this in the first place? But I just thought it would be cool to highlight 5 years of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast by talking to a lot of people that have decided, like I did back in 2014, to make Northwest Arkansas home. No matter where they came from, everybody has a story to tell. You guys hear me say that all the time on the podcast, but I really wanted to connect with several individuals, some of whom actually tell me that I'm the reason why they're here. And so I thought that would be kind of cool to, you know, hear anecdotally the experiences of those people that have come here to start a business, come here to work for a big business, have just decided to come here in general because they wanted a different pace of life. And Northwest Arkansas means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And I certainly want to acknowledge those that are from this area too. And let me say that you are not forgotten in any way, shape, or form. And this is not just about the new people that are here, but it is about celebrating an area that is now very special to me, that almost 10 years in, I just find each day something new that I enjoy about Northwest Arkansas, from being reminded of all the natural beauty that surrounds us, being reminded of just the big heart of people that live here, of all the amazing companies and the amazing startups that are calling this place home. There are so many things that I could talk about with regard to Northwest Arkansas, but I thought the best thing to do would be to bring on some folks that could share their story. So, you know, we actually talk to people from all walks of life about Northwest Arkansas, about their experience. And we did get some feedback from some people that have been here for a very long time. Maybe they are technically from some other place, but they do call Northwest Arkansas home now, and maybe they have family that are from this area, and so they decided to relocate here. So we have some really good conversations that I think you'll enjoy. I think this is going to be a series that you're going to want to bookmark and share with others, and we're going to, when the whole series is done, we're going to put it together as a package and put it out there so people can listen to it. If you have friends or family, or if you're trying to convince somebody to relocate to Northwest Arkansas and they really want to know the real deal, not something that's highly curated and polished and corporate, then this series, the I Am Northwest Arkansas NWA Transplant Series, is the series for you. It could be beneficial if you're an HR manager. It could be beneficial if you are a grandmother trying to convince your kids to move to Northwest Arkansas, or if you're you are the children of said grandmother that you want her or a grandfather to relocate to Northwest Arkansas to be closer to your family. There are a myriad of reasons why you would want to listen to this podcast. And if for no other reason, just to learn a little bit more about some of the amazing neighbors that surround us on a regular basis here in Northwest Arkansas. So I think you'll enjoy this series. And without further ado, I want to welcome you to the I Am Northwest Arkansas NWA Transplant Series. And before we get started, I had a real cool conversation with Kyle Kellums that I think you'll like. And after that, each week for several weeks, there will be an episode that's part of the NWA Transplant Series that we think you will enjoy. And when the series is over, we will go ahead and combine them all and share them out on social media so that everybody can enjoy them to your heart's content. And each episode will be released on our normal I Am Northwest Arkansas schedule. So you'll probably hear it on KUAF, on Ozarks at Large, a segment of each episode. You'll probably, hopefully, if you follow our podcast on all the major podcasting platforms, then you might hear it there. But we think you're going to enjoy it. So without further ado, let's hear from Kyle and Randy. That's me. As we had a conversation about my 5-year anniversary of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast and why I decided to do this NWA transplant series. I hope you enjoy it. Peace. Hey, folks, and welcome back to another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. I'm your host, Randy Wilburn. I'm sitting here in the Furman Garner Performance Studio at the wonderful KUAF 91.3 FM, the only public radio station in Northwest Arkansas. And you guys know this because you hear me say it all the time. This is home now for me, and it's actually the place where I get to do some of my best work. And I thought it would be appropriate, as we are celebrating 5 years, to actually sit down with somebody that I think is a wonderful interviewer, a wonderful radio host, a wonderful radio voice. And that would be my dear friend Kyle Kellums, who, you know, back in the day, almost 5 years ago, when I was originally launching the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast, he agreed to be one of the guests on the podcast. And so we are turning the tables for this short episode as a prelude to the NWA transplant series that I had envisioned for our 5-year celebration as a way to acknowledge, you know, why Northwest Arkansas is the way that it is, how it's impacted me as a transplant, and how it's actually impacted a lot of other people that have decided to call this place home. And I think it's important for people to have a better understanding of what it's all about. And I know that there are people listening to this that are thinking about moving here. There are people that have just accepted a job with Walmart or J.B. Hunt or you fill in the blank company that is based here. There's maybe somebody thinking about relocating their business to this area. So we see it all. And I'm always cognizant of how important it is to frame an understanding of what this area is all about and what you will get when you get here. Because as I tell people all the time, the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast is the podcast I would have wanted to listen to back in 2013, 2014, but it didn't exist. So I ended up creating it 5 years later. And now here we are 5 years after that. And it's like, wow, okay, this is special. Yeah. You know, we've been doing something really cool. And so I figured, why not have Kyle Kellums interview me? And we could kind of chop it up and talk about, you know, the impact that I think this podcast has had and will continue to have as we move it forward. Because I got to tell you, folks, and Kyle knows this all too well, doing Ozarks at Large 5 days a week, that, you know, doing a weekly podcast and not missing a week for, you know, 60 months, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
So, yeah.
All right. So let's talk about 10 years ago, you had the idea. 5 years later, you start.
Yeah.
What had to happen in those 5 years?
You know, I've said over and over, when I got here,
this is the podcast superhero origin story.
Yes, this is that podcast. Yes. This is that origin story. So when I got here, I was working with a dear friend of mine. His name is Mark Zweig. Hmm. A lot of people in the community know Mark. He is an instructor in entrepreneurship at the University of Arkansas Business Program. And he's just an outstanding individual. I've always called him a business savant, but I came here to work back with a company I used to be an owner of. And I was like, you know, I'm going to focus on that exclusively. I'm not going to do anything else. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to get into a whole lot of other stuff that just I can't get focused on right now. I'm going to focus on that. So even though I wanted to listen to a podcast about this area and one didn't exist, I wasn't in a position to create one. I needed to, you know, work on this business, work on what I was working on. And my joke was always that I knew more people at XNA at the local airport than I did in the community at large, which is kind of a sad statement, right? And there are a lot of people that live here that they're road warriors. So they can probably concur with that, that, yeah, I know more people at the airport than I know in my own neighborhood because I'm constantly on the road for whatever company. And so when I decided to leave Zwei Group, and I had done podcasting for some time. So my first podcast was in 2009. I did like the Randy Wilburn Show podcast in like 2011, 2012. All these podcasts you can still find on Apple, which is kind of funny. And then I did a podcast for Zwei Group. It's called the Zwei Glitter Podcast, which actually still runs. I think I did almost 240 episodes of that podcast. And we still produce a couple of podcasts each month. And the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast, when I decided to step out and do this, I said, well, this is what better way for me to meet people in my community and learn more about them and what makes them special. So I started out right out of the gate, just connecting with people that I knew. And a lot of them were actually people that Mark introduced me to. So I met Omar Kasem from Kasem Ventures. He owns Plomo's. He had Juice Palm, which was a all natural juice place. And you know, so Omar and I became quick friends, and he was the first person I had on the podcast. And then I had Mark on the podcast. I had, let's see, who else did I have from Signature Bank? I had Gary Head on the podcast. There were just a number of people early on that I just decided to interview. Bert Hanna from Hanna's Candles. I mean, you talk about some amazing stories. And I didn't know, I mean, I knew Gary because when I came here, I knew I needed a banker. And Mark was like, Gary is your man. And so I actually got introduced to Gary even before I moved to Northwest Arkansas. So he became a fast friend. So when, you know, we had 5 years of time to really get to know each other. So when I asked him and said, hey, would you come on the podcast? I didn't really know the backstory to Signature Bank and how it started and how he came out of McElroy Bank and just how he cut his teeth. And, you know, the whole story of how he raised money to build and start that bank was pretty amazing. But just hearing stories like that, hearing stories about how Bert Hanna left the U of A 9 hours short of graduation because he realized he knew more about accounting than his accounting professor. And he was having, he had a successful business, which he still has. And so it was just stories like that that really got me thinking like, man, something, what's up with this, what's happening here in Northwest Arkansas? There's a lot of successful people. There's a lot of, I mean, this is a very fertile ground for business and entrepreneurship development. And I was like, oh, I really want to lean into this and find out more.
When did you feel like you were no longer maybe first identifying yourself as a transplant, but first identifying yourself as, you know, someone who lives here?
Yeah, you know, I think it took a while. I would say as my kids got more involved in activities and I would spend time here, I think for me, it didn't click fully until I had had some family members come and visit. And I was like, oh, okay, well, yeah, I guess, you know, if you're going to have people come and visit, that means either you're staying there or you like them, so you want them to come around. And I think a lot of my friends, and, you know, I grew up on the East Coast, they were like, what are you doing in Arkansas? You know, like, and I always had to qualify. I'm like, no, I'm in Northwest Arkansas. It's a little bit different. No shade against the rest of the state, but this would be the only place that I would live. And now that I've been to the Delta, I've been to Central Arkansas, I've spent a lot of time in Little Rock. I mean, I just love Northwest Arkansas for what it represents, but it took a while. I would say it took a couple of years, but I would say 2 or 3 years into being here, I really felt like I was at home. And now I'm at the place today, as we're recording this, where, you know, I've told my wife, this is going to be our home base. I don't want to move. Even if we go become snowbirds, which, I mean, we don't really have snow here, but even if we go to a warmer climate in the wintertime, it's not going to be that much further south than where we are now. And this will always be our foundation, just because I feel like this is a special area. And you've got everything. You've got higher education. You have a very strong cultural community that's getting stronger on a daily basis. You have some outstanding facilities. You have program places like Crystal Bridges. You have outstanding theater and the symphony. And I mean, the list goes on and on. I think that Northwest Arkansas is only going to grow in those areas. So I'm happy with what we have now. I can only imagine what it's going to be like in 10 years.
What percentage of people you've had on as guests, and how many shows have you done now?
Man, as of the time that we're recording this, I have had 295 episodes, including bonus episodes.
What percentage do you think are people who have moved here within the last 10 years, people that have been here more than 10 but not from here, and then natives? Any idea?
You know, that's a good question. I tried to look through all the numbers. I would say maybe 25% are native.
Mm-hmm.
The rest are, you know, probably a good portion of them are, you know, maybe 30 to 40 or 10 plus years. And then you've got people that are fairly new. I mean, I literally just interviewed a guy who's sitting in the same seat that I'm in last week, and he's only been here for 4 months.
Wow.
He came here to be part of a Startup Junkie incubator program.
And came from Atlanta?
Yeah. And his name is Dexter Caffey, and a really nice guy, amazing company that he's starting. And he felt like Northwest Arkansas, with this program that he participated in, was going to be a really tremendous opportunity for him.
Is there anything with, let's concentrate on that percentage of people who come here relatively recently. Anything, any common themes you hear from them when you talk to them?
Yes. The common theme that I hear from almost everybody, but especially for people that are newer here, they're like, I can't believe how beautiful the natural surroundings are. And that's the one thing I think sometimes we forget. We are in the heart of the Ozarks. The mountain ranges around us are beautiful. The topography that you find just in this little hamlet that we call Northwest Arkansas is special. Because if you go 15 miles to the west, it starts to get flat and you right into Oklahoma, and it's a little different. If you go 30 miles to the east, you know, you're getting into rambling and rolling hills. You're working your way towards the river. I mean, there's just a lot that you can experience. You got the Buffalo, you've got Harrison, you've got, I mean, it just everything that you see in like central North Arkansas. And the topography is, it's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it really is. And so I think that the thing that I have experienced in talking to people about it was they just didn't realize how beautiful this area is. The second thing that really was driven home to me was how friendly people are.
Mm.
And I get it that, you know, from time to time, somebody may not say hello to you, but overall, people are really nice in Northwest Arkansas.
From time to time, someone might not say hello.
Yes. Yeah, you know, you expect that, yeah. Right? And so, and then the other thing is people are very generous with their time, with their talent, and just with their heart as far as that's concerned. I mean, I just run into people every day that are looking to help other people no matter what. And I've always felt like people have been very giving to my platform in the sense of helping to promote it, asking if I need anything. People are always like that. So there's not a lot of competition as far as that's concerned.
I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, I've been here basically in Northwest Arkansas since 1981.
Yeah.
And that has been a general sense that there aren't competitors. I mean, if you're a grocer, you want people to go into your grocery store more than the other grocers. I get that. But there has been this sort of rising tide lifts all boats mentality. As the region continues to grow, as more people move in, I wonder if there's going to be a challenge for that.
You know, I always ask myself that. And I remember when I lived in Atlanta in the late 90s, this was post the Olympics. So Atlanta was on the upswing, right? You know, it was a hockey stick going up and to the right in terms of growth. Still affordable, though. I remember somebody saying to me, yeah, but you know, these people that are coming from Chicago and New York and fill in the blank other major cities of the North, they're bringing all their bad habits with them, right? So then all of a sudden, you get people that maybe are a little bit more, let's just say, white knuckle on the highways and, mm-hmm. and the byways. And so, you know, yeah, what happens, I think, is that people do bring their old habits with them to new places. Sometimes that new place will tame those habits, and sometimes they won't. I have a sneaking suspicion that people's habits will find themselves tamed a little bit more here in Northwest Arkansas than some other places, just because of what this place represents, and also because of just the way people are here, right? Like, people just aren't jerks. So you don't, you just don't, you know, so you almost feel like a jerk back if you try to meet people that way. And so I think the opportunities for us to really grow and for people to really embrace what Northwest Arkansas is all about is possible. I mean, I think it's totally possible.
Finally, when in 1988, I was working for Kix 104s before I'd come back to KUAF full time, and we had to do these quarterly assessments.
Yeah.
You would call community leaders, and what do you think are the challenges facing the community? In 1988, it was the Friday Night Lights syndrome, right? Bentonville's about Bentonville, Springdale about, and these were the towns were much smaller. Rogers about Rogers. What's your sense of that? Do you think there is a universal thought that this is one region working together, or are there still these identities that might be in a community?
I mean, very unique identities. So I think Fayetteville is Fayetteville. It is what makes it funky, right? That's the expression that you hear. I personally live in Fayetteville. I love that. I love what Fayetteville represents. I actually really like Springdale.
Uh-huh.
I've gotten connected with, you know, the folks at the Downtown Springdale Alliance and all of the major stuff that's going on Emma. And I'd spent a lot of time with my kids at the Jones Center. So that means something to me. I used to have an office in Rogers, right downtown, right near the Onyx Coffee headquarters. And the rail yard and what they're doing in Rogers is really, really cool. And Rogers reminds me of like Mayberry RFD. When you see the downtown area and you see the Daisy BB Gun Museum and all of that, you're like, where am I? This is like central casting lot that I'm on, you know, when you look at Rogers. And so I really like Rogers. Bentonville, you know, honestly was the hardest place for me to get my arms around. Although I remember it when I first got here. And now that I look back recently, and I was just down at the Ledger the other night for a huge event with Interform and NWA Fashion Week, and I was just like, man, out of all the areas, Bentonville has changed the most.
Oh, there's no doubt.
The most in the last 10 years that I've been here.
Last 10 months.
Yeah, right. The last 10 months, right. I mean, when you look at all the cranes that are there, there are a lot of cranes. There's a lot of growth and development. And obviously, you can't ignore the fact that you have a Fortune 1 company based in that city. You could only expect that change would happen, because I can remember the first time somebody took me by and showed me the original Walmart headquarters, and I was like, you got to be kidding me, right? And I had read Sam Walton's biography, and I was like, okay, I get it. He likes his red trucks. He likes to keep things simple, but that's their headquarters?
And it was more ostentatious on the outside even than it was on the inside.
Right, right. That's what I understand, because I have a lot of friends that work at Walmart and Sam's Club, and you know, I just think that, you know, no place ever stays the same. And I think that each of these areas, while, yeah, I understand the whole Friday Night Lights thing, but there is a lot of simpatico between the cities that I think is admirable. When I see the Rogers Lowell Chamber of Commerce work with Fayetteville or work with the Bentonville Chamber of Commerce or work with Springdale, you know, it isn't an us versus them mentality as much as it's, hey, we're trying to promote this area. Because more people that come here, whether they decide to come to Rogers, whether they decide to end up in Bentonville or Springdale or Johnson or Lowell or Fayetteville or Siloam or Eureka Springs, because I include those as part of Northwest Arkansas when I look at, you know, the band of this area. I think it's, I mean, the possibilities are endless. And I think that people play nice in the sandbox together, where you don't always have that. Like, because I lived in the Bay Area and San Francisco and Oakland, don't always play nice in the sandbox. You know, Boston and Providence, Rhode Island, don't always play nice in the sandbox. So I get that. In New York City, don't always play nice in the sandbox. I think where we are here, we're in a very fortunate space where we all identify as being Northwest Arkansans. And that's what's important. And then, you know, I'm a Northwest Arkansan from Fayetteville. I'm a Northwest Arkansan from Springdale. I'm a Northwest Arkansan from Rogers. I'm a Northwest Arkansan from Bentonville.
And we'll give Siloam.
And we got to give Siloam.
And Bella Vista and Eureka Springs.
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned Bella Vista. Yeah. And that's what I always explain to people. And I'm always like, well, when you think of the area that we cover, because I really don't do anything with Fort Smith. That's just, it's the River Valley. It's anything beyond the tunnel. I mean, Northwest Arkansas to me is that Bobby Hopper tunnel on up from there. And, you know, some people may argue with me on that, but I get calls from people in Russellville and other places, and I'm just like, you know.
Send them to Ozarks at Large.
Yes, I will. I will do that. Yes, you could definitely cover that because you do an amazing job. And I think it's important, you know, when I tell people why public radio specifically, not to get on a tangent, but, you know, it's important because you guys are the last vestige of really unbiased coverage in the area where you really get to cover everything.
Yeah.
And you have the opportunity to tell so many different stories. And so in the same way that you share your platform with as many great people as possible and as many great stories as possible, that's been the foundation of what I Am Northwest Arkansas is all about. I've been given this gift to do this podcast. I don't know where the energy comes from, but it comes and I do it and I press record on a regular basis. And I'm trying to share my platform with the widest audience possible.
I can't wait to hear the rest of this transplant series.
Yeah, it's going to be good. At the time of we're recording this, I want to say it's going to be 8 episodes, but it might be a little bit longer. But just the conversations that I'm having with people, it's pretty enlightening. And you talk about a diverse set of guests. It's as diverse as it gets.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Randy.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it. It's funny to be on the other side of this. So
I think it's good for interviewers to do this, though.
It is.
To remind yourself. Because if you do it a lot, like you do,
right,
or I do, you forget. I compare it to being a dentist. When you go sit in the dental chair and they've got to do an extraction or bridge work or something, you know, you as the patient, you're nervous. You've got anxiety.
Right.
For them, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's good to remember what it's like to not know what the next question is.
Yeah.
And how you want that relationship with your interviewee. So I think it's good for someone like you or
you're right.
Me to
you're
get
right. I
got to
keep working that muscle. Yeah. And I guest on a lot of podcasts too. So I get that experience, but it's just something that when I get behind this mic, man, I could talk all day long and it just becomes comfortable. And mm-hmm. I get it that some people are frightened by this and that's fine too. It's just human nature. I mean, most people don't want to ever talk in public if they don't ever have to. And so I'm good with it
and I'm
going to keep doing it. I actually, and the thing about it, like you and I were talking about this offline a couple of weeks ago, you know, this is one of the few things that we can do well into our advanced years and still get away with it. Because as I've told a lot of people that will listen, my grandfather was recording radio news stories until he was 83 years old.
Goals. Life goals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we'll see what happens. Well, folks, that was a great conversation that I had with Kyle. I hope you enjoyed that. It was, again, it's definitely weird to sit on the other side of the interview table and have a conversation with somebody else. And so I hope you enjoyed that. Again, this podcast means the world to me. You, as a listener of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast, mean the world to me. And my goal for the next 5 years is to only get better. I still have room for growth. I still have room for improvement. So I certainly hope you stay with me for this journey as we continue to learn about each other and to learn about the place that we call home, that place known fondly as Northwest Arkansas or the Ozarks, depending on how you like to call it. But yeah, we've got some great episodes in store for you, some really cool stories. For those of you that are not already living here, if you're thinking about moving here, these are the episodes you probably need to listen to. Some of them are very personal, but they're also very encouraging, to say the least. So, you know, just bookmark some time on your calendar to listen to these, maybe out on a walk or while you're washing the dishes, or, you know, even sit down with your family and listen to them, or out on a drive. I think you really enjoy the whole NWA transplant series. And if nothing else, just know that this was created from the bottom of our hearts and our experiences here in Northwest Arkansas. I'm Randy Wilburn, the host of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast, and we will see you right back here next week with another episode of the podcast. And don't forget to tune in to all the episodes of the NWA Transplant series. You will not be disappointed. Peace.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. Check us out each and every week, available anywhere that great podcasts can be found. For show notes or more information on becoming a guest, visit IamNorthwestArkansas.com. We'll see you next week on I Am Northwest Arkansas.